Children love routine. Believe it or not, whether they fight you or not, they feel safer and function better in a routine.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. Today we're continuing our series, preparing for the school year and a lot of new seasons coming up. We spoke about the reason for the school season. Yesterday we spoke about recreation, and today we're talking about routine, part of the five R's of a successful school season. So you say children really do like routine?
They function better in routine. They function better, and part of that routine is no means no. And this is when we're getting out of bed, this is when we're going to bed, this is when you're doing homework. Children function better in routine. One of the hard parts about starting a school year, and my wife Rosemary was a public school teacher for a decade, is, and especially in elementary school, the children are so out in the summer. I'm not a big fan of 9 month a year school. I'm a bigger fan, and many people will be upset with this statement, of year-round school, same 185 days. I think we ought to give our children at the end of three school periods, a month, and a month. This almost 3 months, they have to be taught to read all over again. They have to be taught to their times tables all over again. They got to get back in the routine. I think one of the reasons our children in our house succeeded well at school was Rosemary kept them in a minimal academic routine. They were required to continue reading all summer, and they were required to do some writing.
How did she do that?
With one of them, we manipulated Roby. It was fun. Tori didn't like the writing part, but Tori is an unbelievable reader today. Mm. She burns through books. It's phenomenal. And married a man who's the same way. So it's kind of neat for them. But the routine is so important to get them back into that you almost feel like an ogre at the beginning of a school year, one way or another. If you start in the first couple of weeks, this is when we're getting up. This is when we're getting to the breakfast table. This is what we're doing. This is when you're doing homework. This is when we're getting showers. This is when we're going to bed. And this is like a slave camp. But if you get them in the routine, then you can have fun. If you don't get them in the routine and wait and just respond to the problems, then you are an ogre, and then nobody knows. And why are you getting so mean? Get them into routine and you can have fun. Mm. It's the same in anything. Once we understand, okay, these are the boundaries. Step out of bounds, there's a penalty. In getting them started, so that we can actually have a relationship within the routine. This is when you go to bed. Get out of bed. You're going to bed early tomorrow night. Mm. This is when we get out of bed. Get out of bed first call. Get to the breakfast table. Because there's some valuable things I want to do within the routine. And if I'm yelling and screaming all morning, we don't get the valuable things done within the routine.
Now, in my home, I'm more of a routine person. I like following clocks and all that, hence my profession. But my husband
is... Yes, you did put a massive clock right in front of me to keep me on track today. That's interesting.
We have clocks everywhere here in the studio. But my husband is more fly off the cuff.
Right.
Hey, if this is important, I will just put off whatever needs to be done. Let's just do this. And if we have to go to bed late, it's okay, but this is important.
Yes.
You know, so I kind of struggle with that. But the kids thrive on the exceptions to the rule, and right. I like to keep the routine. And is there a personality aspect to this love of routine?
It's like, perfect what you just said. It's perfect what you just said, and you're just our home in reverse. Rosemary had to believe routine made it more fun inside the routine because it caused less arguments and fighting. This is the way it is. You were never a little boy, obviously, but being a little boy playing in a field and playing soccer, and in my world it was football as a kid growing up, and you would take my t-shirt and put it at that corner, and Billy's t-shirt, put it at that corner of the field, and those were the boundary lines.
Mm-hmm.
And you never really had boundary lines. You had to kind of look to see if the t-shirts lined up. And even when some dad gave us cones to put around our little field, it still didn't work. So we spent our whole life arguing whether you were out of bounds or not, rather than just playing the game. It's the same. But yesterday you coined a phrase for us for parenting that's usually reserved for Christmas, the reason for the season.
Mm-hmm.
We have to decide the reason for the preseason and the reason for the first month of game days. Why do we want routine? And if we don't understand routine, then there will be parenting difficulties as we argue about Ruthie, you're being too severe. Ruthie, who cares? Whatever. We've got to decide we can have so much more fun if we get the minimal routine, and we'll compromise that this is when you get out of bed. I'm not going down the hall three times. But not only have more fun, we place responsibility on that child's shoulders to do what does not come natural to that child. It's pleasurable to stay in bed. It's responsible to get out of bed. It's pleasurable when they're 20 years from now to not get to work on time. It's responsible to get to work on time. We're using routine to give them personal self-discipline that translates. It's pleasurable to click on pornography. It's irresponsible. The routine is set up the boundaries. Don't do it. So this does start with both parents have to believe the reason for the season.
Well, and this is my question. What if you can't get on the same page with your spouse?
You come to the middle of the book. If you can't get on the same page, you come to the middle. If he doesn't want to, what happens is when we're not on the same page, one of us gets more rigid, the other tries to counterbalance less rigid, the children realize they've divided us, and they go to the flex fun parent, but they're not secure in that, and they're not secure in that marriage, and they're not secure in that home. When both coaches are blowing the whistle when you're out of bounds, when they say, it's okay, you can run up the grandstands and back down on the 20-yard line. It doesn't really matter. No, when both parents are on the same page, and I have to flex. You know, for instance.
You're the routine one.
Oh, I'm the routine one. And when Tori was put to bed early, I was the one who initially felt she's in bed early. She's going to be in bed by herself. And the relationship person, Rosemary, said, no, you got to go sit on the side of her bed. But she's in bed early because she didn't get out. Yes, but the withdrawal of our love is not part of the consequence. And sitting on the side of her bed, Tori's bed, even though she was put to bed early at night, I realized she's right. We've got to have both parents. And we do have to have both situations. And the single parent that's listening right now is saying, okay, I want to be a routine person. It will help. But when they go to my ex's house, it's up for grabs. Mm. So am I wasting my time? No. This is how we play on this field. It's got white lines. The other field doesn't have any lines. But you're only responsible for this field. I want to do the other things in life without arguing. Get out of bed, get out of bed, get out of bed, get out of bed. And you got that one child who's not a morning person. And we've actually decided in our culture today, maybe that's a syndrome that should be in the DSM manual.
Yes.
No.
That's the new stuff coming out. Everything is a disorder.
Hilarious.
We're
yes.
all
well,
disorderly.
They're just not a morning person. Well, you know what? I think their boss is not going to say, if you're not a morning person, then we'll flex, just come to work when you want.
Right.
They're 8 a.m. I taught at Florida Atlantic University for a little bit, and no one said, flex, it's okay. Well, let them come to class when they want. It doesn't work like that.
Right.
So I think we've got to put in place a plan. But once we're in place, one of the reasons I wanted them to get in the routine of get up first call, clean your room. Mm-hmm. And that just means make your bed, everything off the floor. Saturday, we'll do chores. Get dressed, get your backpack packed, and get to the breakfast table. And we will get you to the breakfast table. If you don't do those things, then I will get you up to come to the breakfast table or after breakfast and give you some toast and cheese to take to school or whatever it is. But you're going to bed early that night because I don't want you to just get up without yelling and screaming. I want you to have the personal discipline to do things you don't like doing, but they're right to do. But I also want you to the breakfast table. And at the breakfast table is when I read the Bible to them. And it was hilarious. And I would read 3 minutes. I would read five or six or seven verses, starting in a modern translation of the Gospel of John, close the Bible, because I'm the morning person in our household. You and Rosemary would not be reading it.
I was never the morning person.
And I'm animated, and sometimes I'm standing, and then I would say, anybody have a thought on this? And for 20 years, no child had any thought on anything we had to say. And you wonder, is this a total waste of time? It's kind of like doing staff devotions at my work. I said to Rosemary the other day, we do staff devotions. It's kind of a stand-up every morning at 9 o'clock, and they're all looking at me. I mean, not every morning, every Monday at 9 o'clock, and they're all looking at me like I'm an idiot. I don't want to do this anymore. She said, Bob, it was just like the kids. And one of them did say, you know, I came in and what you said was bigger than you. I got it. Mm. We're doing it because it's right to do. But if we're yelling and screaming all morning to get them out of bed, get dressed, how many times do I have to tell you to do this? Then not only are we not, if you touch the Bible, then it'd probably smoke. Because you've been yelling and screaming all day, you're never going to get to the breakfast table, you're never going to get this done, and you're going to send them out in turmoil. No wonder they're text messaging their friends to get some kind of happiness in their life.
Mm.
So I getting routine down, but it's not just routine about the morning. It's also routine about academics, even homework. Why do we wait for the first interim to find out if they're doing their homework? Or if your school is wired, where you go online to find out, I can't believe he didn't do his homework. We wait for the problem and then deal with it, rather than saying, okay, for this first 3 weeks, this is when you do homework, this is where you do homework. Now, let me say, at the end of 3 weeks, when you start getting to that table, to the kitchen table, to do homework, before I call you, you're showing initiative. So I'm willing then to break the routine. And I'm willing then to say, okay, show me initiative that at 6:30 or whenever it is, you're at some other table or on the floor, I don't care, doing your homework. Although the computer screen will always be somewhere central for the home. But when you're able to get there on your own, then I'm going to flex and I'm going to flex and I'm going to flex and I'm going to flex. Because the key to routine is to pass the responsibility of routine off on the child. I want them to be able to know how to do their homework, where I will box them in and slowly widen their territory. So that by the time they're in high school, they're knocking this dead. By the time they're in college, they're on their own. I don't have to say, did you do your homework today? Or you're at the university or whatever. We have to get them in routine, teach them how to do it, then widen their horizons. Routine is very, very important. Or we're yelling and screaming or trying to catch up. It's real hard to be in the fourth quarter and try to catch up and win the game. We want to start from the kickoff. And we're heading into the kickoff of the school year right now.
And I'm not sure if it happens in all homes, but we noticed a trend last year in the grades of the kids. Almost all kids start off great. It's exciting. It's new. As you get to the middle of the school year, if you're not sticking with the routine, they will start slacking off. So there's something that happens in the middle, the second and third quarter of the school year. And if you're not careful, then even the fourth will be worse. Or like we did, we shut off all electronics for the last quarter, which totally tortured the children, but they got better grades. But it was part of, we are going to establish such a routine and it has to be so strict because they were not following within the boundaries. But I love that the consequences of not following routine. And you have to think through that too, because you have to follow through. I sometimes I say some things, if you don't do this, this is going to happen. And then I have to really bust my chops to get the consequences to meet up with what I
you
said.
You have to inspect what you expect.
Yeah.
And they will force you to
hard.
Do it. Oh, yeah. If they keep stepping out of bounds and you're not doing anything, then they are way, they're over on the hot dog stand now. I mean, they're way out of bounds.
And they lose respect for you.
Oh, they lose respect for you and they wonder if you actually care. I'll never forget the child of Sheridan House saying to me, he was pushing a lawnmower as a consequence for something. And I said, Eddie, are you okay? He said, yeah, no one ever actually cared this much to make me have to do something like this.
Wow.
And I thought, who am I looking at? This is unbelievable. That came out of his mouth by mistake.
It.
Yeah, he did get it. I want to have a relationship with my child, but I can't have a relationship in a household of anarchy. And I can't expect my children to come up with a plan for their homework. Well, who would do that? What kind of child would do that? And I can't expect my children to leap out of bed and learn how to say no to staying in bed, the temptation of staying in bed, because that temptation of staying in bed is caving into what's pleasurable and not doing what's responsible. That translates into the adult world.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're saying here is school year provides a tremendous opportunity. Put them in routine. As they get the routine, starting from day one, when you get out of bed, when you do your homework, when you have to be at the breakfast table, when you go to bed that night, day one, as they do it well, you expand and you expand the horizons and you let less and less routine till all of a sudden you realize they're not, and you do just what you did. We're back. We're back. The problem is when they're 25 years old and they can't do this and they can't have a routine of things like budgeting their money. See, it all translates into that. We can't rescue them then. We can't come back in. So this is a training time. You said it. I love the phrase. The reason for the season, it's more than academics. It's get them in routine, teach them to respond to routine, teach them to respond to authority, teach them to take authority over their own lives, go in that bedroom one time to wake them up. And if they don't get out of bed, there's a consequence. And then you will come and stand over them to get them up, but they still have the consequence. That's slowly placing responsibility in the hands of the child. Start with routine. Rigid routine, and then slowly expand their horizons.
So we're talking about the 5 R's of a successful school season this week. You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes. We hope you'll join us tomorrow. We'll be talking about the 4th R, responsibilities. And if you want more information about Dr. Bob Barnes, his books, or Sheridan House Family Ministries, just go online to shfm.org. That's shfm.org. And you can even sign up for the daily blog, which I personally enjoy very much, parentingtoday.org. You can read it every day or get it sent to your email box, parentingtoday.org. And we hope you'll join us tomorrow.